Farage's reform vows to use council powers to block migrant hotels, Green Agenda. By Kurt Sindelka on May 5, 2025. Nigel Farage's Reform UK party plans to hit the ground running after its stunning victory at the local council elections in England last week. With leadership vowing to use their newfound power to block illegal migrants from being housed in areas they control and to launch legal challenges against the leftist government's Green Agenda. Reform UK chairman Zia Yusuf said Sunday that the insurgent party will deploy every instrument of power available at the council level to block the government from dispersing so-called asylum seekers, many of whom arrived illegally from safe countries like France, throughout the country. Successive governments have put illegals up in hotels at taxpayer expense, and the Labour government of Sir Keir Starmer is reportedly planning on expanding the Conservative-era programme of renting private homes in towns across the country, sparking safety concerns and of further exacerbating the housing crunch, which has prevented many young adults from getting a foot on the property ladder. Speaking to the BBC, Yusuf said that Reform will use legal injunctions, judicial reviews, and planning laws to stop the further spreading of migrants by the government. You know, a lot of these hotels, there has been litigation around this already. A lot of these hotels, when you suddenly turn them into something else, which is essentially a hostel that falls foul of any number of regulations. And that's what our teams of lawyers are exploring at the moment, the Reform chairman said. Rather than commandeering hotels or private residences, Dame Andrea Jenkins, the newly elected Reform mayor of Greater Lincolnshire, has suggested that the UK simply provide illegals with tents, as is often done in France, rather than fancy hotels to discourage migrants from attempting to break into Britain. Furthermore, Mr. Yusuf vowed that if elected as the next government in London, Reform would seek to deport all illegal migrants from the country, saying, "We will be publishing a plan to deport everybody who is currently in this country illegally in our first term of government." Meanwhile, Reform is also considering legal action against the Green Agenda, which the party has blamed as the main culprit for the UK having some of the highest energy prices in the world. Concerns have also been heightened in the wake of blackouts across Europe, which have been reportedly linked to the heavy reliance on solar energy in Spain. Dame Jenkins said they plan to be a thorn in the side of Net Zero Minister Ed Miliband, who was recently ridiculed for failing to understand that green taxes on energy increase the price for British consumers. "We're going to start pushing back and put pressure on the Labour government. I was speaking to HQ yesterday about possibly starting legal challenges, and that would be brilliant," the mayor-elect said. The pushback on unpopular issues like mass migration and the Green Agenda, in addition to cutting local waste and confronting woke initiatives like DEI, will be critical for Reform to build trust with the public as it seeks to dethrone both establishment parties in Westminster on its quest to become the next government at the 2029 general election. Chairman Yusuf predicted that the party will win 350 to 400 seats in the House of Commons at the next election and make Nigel Farage the next Prime Minister. Hailing Reform's victory, which saw the party pick up 677 council seats, a mayoralty, and another seat in Parliament, Mr. Farage wrote over the weekend, "Nothing will ever be the same again. Two-party politics at both local and national level is over. The system that dominated in this country for a century died on Thursday. It will never return." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.